Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, all the way at the bottom. The second line from the bottom, the two dots. The Chachamim Armim. So the Chachamim said that a person may not set up the Mishmeres on Yom Tov, and he cannot put wine into one on Shabbos, because that's sifting it out. But you could put wine into it on Yom Tov, because you're allowed to do Baruchel Nefesh needs, one of them being Borer for the purpose of Achila. So the Mor is going to first focus on the Lacha of you cannot set it up on Yom Tov, and obviously on Shabbos. Yibor Lahu, Tolamai, if a person did set it up, what Avera did he do? Amar of Yosef is Tolo is Chayev Chattis. So Chachamim hold that a person hangs it up, he's going to be Chayev a Korban Chattis. Over there, Tobiah says to Rabbi Yosef, like the more in the last piece, the more referred to as an oil aroy. An oil aroy is not a full. What chiyuv chatas is there? It has to be one of the lamed has melachas. Well, it's bone. It's building. Building has to have a certain elements of permanence to it to get a loch of binyan. Hanging up this mishmeris over the barrel, putting this cloth over the barrel, so it acts as a. It's like some type of a tent over the barrel. It's not permanent. There's no permanence to it. So if what you're saying is true, that he's Chayav Chatos, I would suggest the following. Tola kuza besichsa hachinam demechayev. A person takes a jug, hangs it on a nail on the wall, so the jug is now hanging over the ground. There's an oil there. You're Chayav. Nobody say you're Chayav in that case, so how could you be Chayav over here? Elam Rabbaya. Sabaya says, rather, that Mirabonon, who is an Isidur Abonon, the Isser of setting up the Mishmeris, is an Isidur Abonon. Shalyasa Kader Shuoysa Bechel, and the Isidur Abonon is that they set up this problem, it looks like an Uvdur Chol. Okay, which means, it seems to be like a madrega down even from oil aroy, or maybe possibly the isser of making an oil aroy is Chazal wanted to make it that it shouldn't be done the way you do it during the weekdays to indicate that it's Shabbos, you can't get near the malacha of bone, etc. Now, how did Rabbi answer his question? Okay, but still, so Tola Kuzu Besichsa should be asked in about it. But you're making an oil. So Tosfos says that when you're dealing with the Rabbonans, the Chachamim can use their discretion to say this yes and this no. They say, you know, we felt this was perceived more as possibly as the concept of an oil. Obviously the purpose isn't to make an oil. The purpose is to spread out this cloth to use it for straining. But Chachamim came along and said, you know, we perceive this as like an oil, it's a problem. In the case of the person takes a jug and this flask of made out of leather and he hangs it on a nail on the wall and it makes it, it is shading, it is acting as protection for what's under it. That's not your purpose at all, obviously. So Chazal does not see a need to make that also. So it was a bias kasha to Raisa. That's in the Rabbonans. When at the Raisa, if you tell them at the Raisa level, you call that a boina, this is also a boina. Where it says, Mantit Abaya Chumrei Masnisa Vitoni. Abaya was gathering together points of the abrises, nesnisa abrises. Chumri, Rashi says over here, doesn't mean the lashon of chumra, it means lashon of klolus shabrises. He was gathering together some points which he saw in some abrises. Hagoid Bahamishmeris Kila Bekisa Galen. So these four brises have something in common. So Bai was trying to put the brises together in a logical fashion. He's trying to put them to make them into clothes. So he said that these four brises, we'll see what they are, have in common that lo yaseh vim also is potter b'lasim. So these four things have in common that you should not do them. If you do them, the loch is potter avol aser. They all have in common that they're a type of some element of oil involved in them. Then the Bais continues and he says, well, but they're all derabbanans. But this person is setting up an oil keva, that'll be chayiv chatas. Avomita b'kisei trachso v'asla is mutal untosin l'chadchila. So he says, I'm going to group together different prices which are discussed, different halachas, and make them into three categories. Category one is the things which are chayiv chatas. Category two is the things which are part of the Asr, and category three are the things which are totally permitted. And all these are independent brises, which you bring them together, you're going to come up with this composite set of halachas. Rashi goes through all of them. See Rashi. Talakuzu Basif, the four lines from the bottom, and Kuflam and Zainam and Beis. Tola kli katan b'mogad, he hangs a small kli on a nail coming out of the wall. Okay, I went to b'chayv, you're going to tell me that situation, the person is chayv. How can you say this is a chiyuv, Rabbi Yosef? Well, a roy, but in a case where it's a temporary oil. Binyan gomer loy havi. It's not a binyan gomer, and therefore, mirabana hu demits, it's only also mirabana. El Rabaya Minabonan Kaasilo Chacham, the Chacham said it's Asir, the Masnisin. The Loshevkinan lay Lemitle Lemeavit. We don't let him do it, to hang it up, put out this Mishmeris. Lemeavit Uvdilchal, which is a form of Uvdilchal. Now Rashi seems to learn that Machal is not oil. There is, it's not, it doesn't go under the Isser is not oil. The Isser is Uvdurachal, which is such an Isser, that Chazal prohibited certain things simply because they're Uvdurachal. Problem is, in the previous Gemara, the Gemara is sort of, at least in Eliezer, the more challenge of Eliezer by Tarlis, when he said Tarlis, the more challenge that from the loch of oil aroy. If you're telling me there's no din of oil over here, mikra din, because it's temporary and it wasn't your intention, etc., you make all those arguments, so that that's what Eliezer says. The bekaka chalorin was made there to close something off. It was made there to be some type of a covering. So that's an oil, right? So, but over here, it's not made for that purpose. So what was Mor's kasha on the piece of Gemara before? The more you argue over here that it means it's not oil, the more you have to understand what was the Mor's kasha on the previous Gemara. And the more before, it seemed at least Phil was called an oil, because at the end of the day, it's functioning, it's covering over the it's made there. It's evil. Its main intent isn't to be a cover. Its main intent is, but it is intent to cover it over so you can use it to process something. So that's why I learned Rashi just simply as is. It's a little bit difficult.
Well, I guess there's two ways to strain it. One is pouring through the strainer. One is pouring, keeping this cover on it and pouring over. So I don't know if that would make any difference. But if you're having something that you're pouring through, then that would be more.
Well, that's what we're talking about. Right.
But what I was going to say, wouldn't the solution kind of be the pour with that, where you wouldn't have instead, you could have like a wooden hole. This was a big container to pour.
Yeah. Malkit is Malakit, Malkit, he was gathering together. Chumrei Bright, Masnaisa, Klala Shal Brises, he was gathering the Brises into groups. Rashi explains the word Chaimer is Kesher, is like a knot. He's tying them together, he's bringing them together. Chaimer, Klalas Shemotza, Bebrises, he found the various different Brises, he wants to make them into general concepts. Begud Levado, Bemishmeres Levado, Bekila Levado, Bekisagalan Levado. There's different prizes, each one discussing certain things. Mishnah and Kulan, he brought them all together as one group, Hapatur and Avala Surin, Bechamer Echad, one grouping. Then Bahamutar, Mechachila, Bechamer Echad, and then those which are permitted, Mechachila, in a different grouping. So he took the various different prizes and put them together into one into various groups. Okay, what are these things? Hagoyt. Who orsha behema tofur? It's a skin of an animal, which is sewn up, it's closed up, so it becomes like a flask. Upiv rochel moy, but it's a wide opening. V'yesh lo shenotzim, and it has a rim which you would put a rope through, and then you could pull it tight. Using the schnotzen, to close it up. What's the English word for those things? You know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Leather bag.
No, the schnotzen, I'm talking about referring to the schnotzen.
Oh, you mean like a loop around the cotton?
Yeah, what's it called? Yeah, which it allows you to tighten it up. Anyway, okay. Drawstring. Yeah, thank you. Very drachim, and Malinois say, I used to know English once upon a time. But very drachim, Malinois say, Yain acholav, and they would fill it up with a liquid. Makom shetoken shom aholayim lalun. They would use it. You know, you couldn't walk with it because it wasn't totally closed. When you would get to a campsite, you would set up some type of a tripod or something like that, and you'd hang it up over there, and it would over the night the wind would blow and cool it off. So it was used. The loon when they spend the night. They would set it up over there. Upiv Masuach was closed up. Agabi Sedis through spikes on the sides. Ruch Averis Mitata, the loon would blow under it. Umisan and it would cool off. So he's calculated, yeah, this way protecting the wine shouldn't spoil. So when you set it up, you would set it out with these things holding in different directions, you know, and it'd be in the middle, and it would, so there was an element of oil over the area on beneath it. Okay, kilo ishiyesh begagot tefach. Rashi says, kilo is the canopy over a bed. So if it comes to a point. It wouldn't be a tefach wide on top. So Rashi said it's not a problem. The case where it's a tefach wide on top, that's going to be a problem of making an oil. So that's potter over those. Makisa gallon.
If it doesn't come to a point, it's not an oil?
No.
If it's flat.
So if it's flat, it's a problem. If it's all solid.
Find the Rashi. Yeah.
So this suggests that an etza for all of this is just make sure that whatever you're working with does not slow to.
Yeah, but the problem is if you're dealing with the mishmeres, so it has a flat bottom, or basically flat bottom. Right. Well, if within three tefachim at the top, it's a tefach wide, halacha looks like it's flat. If within, you have to have it a fairly steep slope, so within, I think it's 3 tefachim up to the top, you're not going to get a width of a tefach. So that it's not just the Eitzah isn't always so practical, because you're talking about a fairly, you know, steep slope. The Kisa Galen. So come on, Mita Galanisa the Kira. Who shame Malkum? So we then we had there was talk about a gal, however you pronounce it, you'd say that in English.
Gallons.
Okay. So the same we had before in the end of the third parak, there was these traveling beds they used to use. So they also had these traveling chairs. Hushay Malkum, that's the name of a place. The word galen. They would take apart their beds and their chairs. They would take them with them. They would put them together again. They're made to be transportable. So these things, all these things you can't do. The oil aroinino, because these are cases of oil. Now, Rashi says the case of kisa isn't the issue of oil. It wasn't made at all for the purpose of creating a space under it. The other ones we say there's an element. The goal over here, the kila, was to create. You want to create a canopy. Even in the case of the goat, is you want to be able to spread this thing out. So it's called. You want to make some type of an oil. But the kisei wasn't for that purpose at all. So Rashi comes along and says the kisei, the problem with it is the rabbanon. Because then we put it together again. You know. It wasn't a snap, you know, in the thing. You would take it apart and put it together again. So if you put it together too tight, so that's called makar patish. Rashi seems to say before in Daf Mem Zayin. So there's a gzera at the bottom, put it together loosely, because you might put it together too tightly and it'll be makar patish. Tosis does not like this drop. Just one second. Because it doesn't really fit in what they seem to have all in common is these are cases of oil. In other words, Ba'ai seems to be getting all the cases of oil, which are Asur Rabbanan, Chayiv, and Mutter. So, and this one, which is something else. I mean, it doesn't seem to fit into the flow. The Tosfos says it would go into the problem of the case has to be. Tosfos says the case can't just be like you said. Rashi said opening up the chair, because then Rashi's right. But the place where you have an issue of oil, if you remember, we had in Beya, Tosha is going to quote the Gemara in Beya a few times over here in the Sugya. We spoke about even, you know, they used to be making a pile of eggs, or making a madura of wood, right? So you make a madura of wood bottom up, was more. If you make it top down, so at one point you just have the upper layer. You figure make the upper layer. Then you put the supports in. It was also because of oil. Because that made all of that also because at that point in time it looks like an oil. Eventually it's not going to look like an oil. But at that point in time, the way you make it doesn't look like an oil. She says the way they would make the chair, they could set up the chair where they'd first put out the leather seat, whatever it is, and then you put the feet under it. If that's how they set it up, that would be also because of oil. Yeah. How does it work? Well, we had the same problem over there. We said was an issue of putting it together because of Shema Yiska. Right, which is why Rashi learns that the issue here isn't oil. And Tosfos also agrees, just as the problem, if you set it up backward, you know, in a way which looks like you're making an oil, because that's a minute also. If I build it from the bottom up, so Chazal didn't answer. If I build it from the top down, Chazal answered. Tosfos agrees with, to that point in time, basically all you do is spread out, you don't have a chair yet, you have an oil. hang. That would be fine. So. You sound like a buyer. That's the case of Tolak Kuzu Besichsa, basically. Right, but the more says the mutter. Abu Mita, Shalonu Hamukuberis Vermedis. So then it said, Oil Kev is Oster, and it's Chayv Chattas. And then it said, four cases. Mita, Kisek Traxel, three cases. Mita, Kisek Traxel, and Asta, those are mutter. So what are those cases? Mita Shalom, a regular bed, not a bed which is made to take apart, put it together again. So there's no gzeri in putting it together, it's basically put together. Hamukuberis remedis, it's already put together, it's pieces that are just put together. Hoysis Kufa, if the one case, the bed was standing up on its side, upside down, I'm sorry. Oymut al Sidr on its side. You're allowed to make this oil by putting it back on its feet. Well, if the hasha of it oil, even though you're making an oil now, sure, it's mutter. He's not making an oil. He's just trying to set this thing down so he can lie on it. So he has no function for the for what's beneath it at all, to protect anything underneath it, etc. So that is mutter. He's a traxel kachshmar. That's the name of it. Balaz is a fluid stuli, whatever that means, or whatever, however you pronounce that. Vel yoner shel or, the top was made out of the top part of it was made up of the leather piece. And makaplan oisoy, and you would fold it over. Kriyamastalkan oisoy, soymkan oisoy lekoisel. It was like a hideaway bed or hideaway chair which would fold up into the wall, and its feet would fold in, and then you would let it down from the wall and the feet would come out, and you'd be able to sit in it. Something like that. So that's not made for the what's beneath it. V'asla, it's also kain Kizatraxel. It's similar to Kizatraxel. I will aura porushalov noku the basic kise, but it had an opening for basic kise. Now you use it for basic kise to go to the bathroom on it, so there was a hole in the middle. You're allowed to set it up because you're not really setting anything up. It's just all there, just moving. It's more like maneuvering it into place than doing anything else. So Shir Eliezer said you're allowed to put it to the Mishmeris on Shabbos. You're allowed to pour it in. Chama said you may not. See, boy, Lu, Shimer Mai. What if they did do it? If a person did do it according to the Chama, what's the law? Amar of Kahana Shimer Skayv Chatas. So Shimra holds that it's a chi, it's not a siddur abonim, it's a chi of the raisus. And Eliezer was mutter totally. He held it did not go into the malacha of barer. So the Rashba says, Eliezer holds, Rashba says, what Eliezer is being mechadish, that barer, if a person pours it in, and then it sort of sifts itself, that's not the malacha bar. That's not done by the person. The person is actively involved in the process of sifting it. That's a problem. So that's why, which according to Eliezer, is a fascinating point. Why is sifting referred to as merakeh? Merakeh is dancing. Rikud is dancing.
Are you saying just regular pouring is a form of straining?
Pouring it through a strainer.
Oh, pouring it through a strainer.
But that the way it was like a cheesecloth. You'd pour all this liquid and it would sit there. It was fine enough that it wouldn't come through immediately. It would sit there, and then it would then strain itself through. So Lezold, that's not the malacha borer. Why is sifting referred to as a merakid? Because the way they used to sift is you would take this circular type of thing, put flour in it, and bang it. And you move it back and forth, and the flour would dance in the sifter as it goes through it. It would go up and down. So you were actively involved in the sifting process. Over here, it was fine enough that it would hold the liquid, wouldn't go through immediately, which that's also you straining it in a certain sense. You'd put it there, and then over a period of a few hours, that's why you had to make an oil over this thing. Over a period of hours, it would just sit there and process through. So, that's not the malacha. Rashba says that's what Eliezer's trying. Come say that's the malacha barer. It's some form of a person sifting. You know, by putting it through this process, you're sifting it. So come say it's a chiyuv chatas. Okay, Rav Kahana says Chama says Zechiv Chatas. Maskel Rav Sheshes. Miika Midi Drabonan Mechai Vichatas Rav Eliezer Shori Lechachila. So it says Rav Sheshes says it can't be. If the Chama holds Zechiv Chatas, it's not logical that Rav Eliezer would come and say that it's totally permitted. I can hear him arguing, saying, no, it's only Drabonan. It's not the Raisa. But as you go from Zechiv Chatas all the way to Mutter doesn't make sense. I.e., so what was Rav Sheshes' point? If Rav Eliezer held it's mutter, must be the Chama holds only Rabbana. So they hold it's Rabbana, he doesn't know it's mutter. But it's not Mistabra that you have this length, width of a Machloikus. So that was what Rav Sheshes said. So Master was it's a strong, strong question. He felt it was a strong argument back. So Masul argued back at him, asked on him back, Alam alo, what's wrong with that? We find such things. Hare ir shal zov, the remeir mechayiv chatas, Rav Eliezer shori, the chadchila. We have the ornament of ir shal zov, which we have one time saying a woman is allowed to wear it, one time saying a woman wears it, it's chayiv chatas. Remeir holds you chayiv chatas, Rav Eliezer said it's mutter. So we have this extreme of olam machloikus. Mahi, where is that? The Tanya lo yisei to isha b'ir shal zov, im yotza o is chayiv es chatas, tibir remeir. V'chamer me lo yisei to im yotza o is p'tura. Rav Eliezer omer yotza isha b'ir shal zov l'chad chila. So are you allowed to wear the ir shal zov? V'chamer say no, it's drabonon. Remeir says it's chayiv chatas, Rav Eliezer says it's mutter. Right? So the mayor doesn't look at it as a regular dormant, it's bigger, etc. So the mayor holds its chayiv chatas. Some sees it in a dormant, but there's a gzeira, a woman might take it off and show it and then carry it. And the mayor says, oh, there's no such gzeira, because even, I mean, that's not true. There is such a gzeira, it doesn't apply over here, because the only women who wear it is very expensive, are the women who don't usually take the things off and show them. Okay, that's mechalikas over there. But you see this broad range of mechalikas. So Rav Yosef doesn't understand Rav Sheshes' problem with what Rav Kahana said. So now Abai is going to come along and answer Rav Yosef's question to explain what Rav Sheshes had wrong with what Rav Kahana said. Okay, I'm going to Abai. Misa varta Rav Eliezer ad Rav Meir koi domer chayev eschatus ad Rabbanan koi dami potzer malaser v'amalu iyu. So Rav Eliezer over there is not responding to a mayor. We have a broad range of machlokes, it doesn't bother me. But you have the Chachamim saying X and Rav Eliezer saying Y, and that should be so broad, that's not common. That there's a town out there which holds extremes and another town holds a different extreme, that doesn't bother me. But that you have the main body of Chachamim saying the middle of the road, and yes, they're saying one way or the other, that makes sense. But have such a broad machlok is from the main body of Lechachomim to an individual, that's not common. All of the rabbis are on this side, and this rabbi is all the way on that side. If a rabbi is in the middle, one rabbi says this, one rabbi says that, okay, I can live with that. That's really the case over there. Lechachomim say in the middle. Unless it says Moshe, then the mayor says Chai. So that was what Rav Sheshes, but over here, it's extremes. That was a situation that's a problem. But it seems to be, we'll see in the next piece of Gemara, the Gemara is accepting that Rav Kahana's pshat is true. Okay. Fedamar kash, mishum mai masrinin pe. If a person is about to do the malacha of being pour into a mishmeres on Shabbos, it's malacha of being mishamer, it's called. It's not one of the Lama Tetz malachas. It's a tolda. So if it's a tolda, we want to know what hasroa do you give it. So when a person would give hasroa on Shabbos, now there's machlokes tupshatim and toisis. In Baba Kama, the more there discusses, we touched on a little bit in the first, all the way back in the first parak, the idea of Ovis and Tulvis. The first mission of in Baba Kama is Arba Ovis and Zikin. So more over there is where the more has the discussion, what defines something as an Av versus a Tulva. So you have Ovis and Zikin, you have Tulvis and Zikin. You have Ovis by Shabbos and Tulvis by Shabbos. You have Ovis and Tulvis by Tumma. You have Ovis, so all of these, the more discusses these, that the ultimate types of uses of Ovis and Tulvis in Chazal. So there, in that discussion over there, the more I wasn't told this, the Gemara says that the defining element of an Av is that it was found in the Mishkan, etc. Taisa wants to know, is there any practical nafkamin? He says, there is. That when you give Asura, and then you give a person Asura, and then warn the person, don't do this because it's an Aveira, and the person would have to say, Alpha Bekein, I accept, I understand that. So it had to be very clear to the person what he's doing wrong. Right? The person's about to do a Vodah Zorah, so don't do that. Well, I don't do it anyway. That's not Asura, because who said he understood what's wrong with that? Don't do that, that's a Avodah Zarah. Oh, I'm doing it anyway, even though it's a Avodah Zarah. Okay, we have a conversation. Don't do that because it's Asur. It's not a clear statement to a person. I think it's Mutter. I don't know what we're talking about. She said, don't do it because it's Kibbutz Shabbos. It's also not clear enough. Don't do that because that is Bishul. Okay, that's a clear statement to a person. Don't do that because it's Meshamer. I know what Meshamer is. I know it's Meshamer. I'm doing Meshamer. Who said Meshamer is Asur? Well, there's one of the Lama Tetz Malachas called Borer. Oh, that a person should know. That, yeah, tell the person, listen, don't do that because it's Kibbutz Shabbos because it's Borer. I don't care, I'm doing it anyway. Fair sentence. Don't do that because it's Meshamer. Doesn't mean anything to the person. Who's a Meshamer is also. It's not, doesn't say, don't be Meshamer. So Lama Tetz Malachas, even though they're not Farish of the Torah, they're equivalent as if the Torah wrote them. That's what Los Hazakom Malacha means. But some other thing is not clear. So that's where it has to be clear. So the Tosfos, the first shot is that anytime they would do a Hatolda, the Hasra would have to be for the Av. That's Tosfos, the first shot. Tosfos, the Shabbos, no. You give a Hasra for the Tolda. You could also give a Hasra for the Av. But when you give a Hasra for the Av, it has to be clear that that's the Av, that Tolda, obviously. So one wants to know, what is Meshamer? What Av is Meshamer told of? It's either because that's why you give a Hasra for the Av, or you give a... that you must either give a surah for the Av, or you may give a surah for the Av. So what malach is it? Rabba Omer Mishum Borer, Rabba Omer Mishum Mirakeh. So either this is the malach of Borer, or this is the malach of Mirakeh, right? Which are fairly similar malachas. So Omer Rabba. So according to the Pshat, you must give a surah for the Av, whatever the Av of the Av is. Because the point, you may give a surah for the Av, means you can give a surah for Meshamer. Don't do that to Meshamer, it's also doing Shabbat. But if you want to give it for the Av, you only may give it for its Av, because that's the only one which will be a valid type of a surah, because the person will take that seriously. Don't do that, that's Bishul. It's not Bishul, it's Meshamer. Right? It's ridiculous. The person doesn't take you seriously. Don't do that, because that's Meraki. No, it's not Meraki, this is Borer. So now, the more is going to get this love the Shemachloik is what it is, and that's the guy's thought process. I don't take it seriously because I hold like a Zera. You're ridiculous. I mean, difficult Gemara a little bit, once you get that point, So Rabba says that it's Borer, Rav Zera says it's Meraki. I'm a Rabba. I think that what I'm saying is logical. Ma Darka Shal Borer is Noita Oichel Lemanich Hapasarlis. By Borer, you take the oichel and you leave the b'sarlis. Hachanami, noitolis the oichel, umaniach is the b'sarlis. Over here, you're taking the oichel and leaving the b'sarlis. So, So they're having this perception issue. Right? The person is pouring it through to get it to the bottom. Right? So his goal is to get the liquid to the bottom. When you get the liquid to the bottom, basically you've gotten if a person is holding the thing and shaking it, so you say maybe he's holding on and he's taking the psalms. He's not taking anything. Right? He's pouring it through and you get the liquid down to the bottom of the barrel. So Rabbi says his process is to get the liquid to the bottom, means his process is to get the oichel to the bottom. The oichel, so that's leaving the psalms behind and taking the oichel. And Rizera says, that's true, but you end up with the psalms on top and the oichel on bottom, which is similar to Merak. That's the machloek. There's a gorgeous piece about this in the Igle Tal, which he gets involved in the very working definitions of what Burr is based on this Gemara. Is a fascinating piece. It's quite involved, though, because you need the Gemara needs more work, obviously, to understand what exactly this element of why that defines it as why does Rabbah look at it as a Malach of Burr? Sorry? The malacha of Borer, the Bir Alacha, the beginning of the Siman about Borer, grapples with a problem. Why isn't every Borer Malacha shen tzricha l'gufa? Because the process of Borer is to take out the psalus, and you end up with psalus, which you don't want the psalus. So l'char, by definition, every Borer should be Malacha shen tzricha l'gufa. So he brings over there from the Baal Hamor. The Baal Hamor says that the Malacha is, there's this taruvus over here, which I am being misaken. The way I'm being misaken is by taking the psalus out, but my eker board is that I have a teruvis, which I'm of everything together, and this item here is being changed from being messy to being clean. That's the malacha. That's the final element of the malacha. If the malacha isn't the process of taking this item, putting it over here, because then the kasha is a great kasha. It says we look at it as a teruvis. It's why one of the definitions of a burr that it has to be a teruvis. So, Merakit is really fairly similar to that. Also, again, so there is one of the. I forgot who said where is it? He wants to suggest that maybe Tigle tell himself. Maybe he wants to suggest that Merakit is more the malacha on the process. And Borer is more the malacha on the tikkun which you're being piled. Merakit is the act of taking the thing and sifting it. Borer is not the sifting. The malacha isn't the sift. Isn't the moving. It's the idea of making the tikkun. That's why that's the malacha. So at the end of the day, you always are a noitulas oichel in that sense, because that's what you're. That's the malacha. Is getting the oichel clean. See Rashi. Shimer nosen shmorim letzuya v'sinen. He put the shmorim through this cloth which is there, and it sifted. It cleared it. Filtered it through. He was katas. So the Mora brings that they have this machlokes with regards to the irshos sab. The lav tachshin hu elamasi. Remeir holds it's not a regular adornment. It's not an adornment. It's carrying something. Part of the tachshin hu. It is a tachshin. Chila oser dimo shalfu machmi. Your face is going to take it off and show it to somebody. So it's also. And Reliyahu says yotze isha. You're allowed to wear it. The man darker lemepik be irshosov. Who goes out wearing irshosov? Is isha chashuva. A woman doesn't take off her jewelry and shawl. She's more regal than that. Shemaira seen in Bela Meshamer. A person is Meshamer. What's the malacha? Meshum Berer. Tainami Berer. This is Berer. So Rabbi says, "What's the dim istaber? The asubay Meshum Berer hasrahu. If you wore him because of Berer, that's a good asua. If you wore him because of Menake, the person will not take you seriously." So Rashi doesn't say you must be master because of Berer. He says if you are master because of Berer, it's a good asura. The right to echol menich psarlus, but the rabba here. So who are the nami? The asur be mishum merakid. Now Rashi still comes along and says that according to rabba, merakid would also work. Obviously, I'm a little bit zera. The asur be mishum berer lav hasurahi. The lo dami le berer. So echol lamata psarlus lamala. Mashekim a berer. Kidneys shabselus lamat. The way you would do burr is you would end up with the pselus. You would end up with the item there. You'd put this other thing. You know, you could put burr kidneys through a sifter, and what the kidneys would stay on top, and the little pieces of pselus would fall down to the bottom. So, Rizero holds that this is the pchana doesn't look like a burr. Rabbi Rashi holds his mask him that Miraka would also be a valid way of being master. So that's the Rashi learns in Machlokes. So let's hold it here, because the next piece of Mora is can't really stop in the middle.